The first few Mishnahs of this parak talk about broken leather or wooden kalim and how large the hole would need to be in order to remove the status of a kli from that item and for the item to lose its impurity or its ability to become impure. Kol kli balabatim, all utensils used by people at home, privately as opposed to professionally, shiurim b'remainim, the size of the hole that would need to be there to take away the status of a kli would need to be the size that allows pomegranates to fall through. Even if the kli wasn't originally designated for holding pomegranates, but rather to hold things which are smaller than pomegranates, people wouldn't just throw away the container as long as they could still use it for something else. If they're still able to use it to hold pomegranates, which are pretty large, then the container still has significance, it's still considered to be a kli, and it can still become tome. Rabbi Eliezer says, B'mashahein, each kli depends on what it was designated for. For example, if it was designated for holding olives, then as soon as it develops a hole which is large enough to allow an olive to fall through, and it can no longer be used to hold olives, then it would not be able to become tome anymore. Unless the owner of that item specifically has the intention and redesignates the item to now use it for figs, unless he does so, then it's considered to be a broken utensil, because it can no longer be used for that which it was designated for until now. That having been said, there are certain kalim that as soon as they are no longer fit for what they were originally designated for, then people would generally dispose of them, and therefore in that case, even the Tanakama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, would agree that it would no longer be able to become Tomei once it cannot fulfill that original designation. For example, Kupais Haganonim, boxes which are used by gardeners to place bundles of vegetables inside of them, Shurim Bagodesh Lo Yorok, the size of their hole, for it to be considered broken and no longer able to become Tomei, is that which allows these bundles of vegetables to fall through, shalbalabatim, boxes used by people at home, privately, betevin, if the hole allows straw to go through, then it would no longer be used in general, and finally, shalbalonin, boxes used by the guards of bathhouses, bigvava, with small pieces of wood, and that which they would use to keep the fire going to heat up the water of the bathhouse. It was mixed with animal dung as well. If that container can no longer be used for that particular purpose, it would usually be disposed of, and therefore it cannot become tome, even if technically you're able to use it to hold pomegranates. In this case, it's irrelevant according to everybody, because people would barely ever change their minds and use it for pomegranates. Of course, if he does specifically redesignate it and begin using it for holding pomegranates, then it would be able to become tome. But unless he explicitly proclaims that redesignation, it would not be able to become tome any longer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kulam b'remainim. All of the kalim, even these three kalim, have the same size of pomegranates. We don't start saying that each different kind of kli has a different size hole. We make a blanket rule, and the size of the hole which would take away the status of a kli from that item is the size of a pomegranate, that which would allow a pomegranate to fall through. So the hole itself will be slightly larger than a pomegranate, such that the pomegranate itself can fall through it. Mishnah Beis, what about items that are originally designated to hold things which are larger than pomegranates? Even if there is a hole which allows pomegranates to go through that hole, the item can obviously still be used for its very same thing that it was designated for until now. For items like this, the size of the hole would obviously need to be larger in order for that item to no longer be able to become tome. Hachemes, a kind of flask or container made out of an animal hide, leather, and one of the uses for such container was for storing and holding balls of thread. Now, in the weaving process, there are two different types of thread and string used. There is shesi, which is that which is fixed first, going in one particular direction. Those make up the frame of whatever is going to be weaved. And then there's the erev thread, which is thicker, and that's the thread that we actually weave in between the shesi threads, which have already been fixed in place. Because the Erev is thicker, so a ball of Erev thread is also going to be larger. The Mishnah says, Hachemes, such a flask which can be used for holding these balls of thread, Shirob Pakoyez Shal Shesi. We're going to translate this to mean that the size of the hole, which wouldn't really make a difference at all in terms of people's use of that item, Is any size up to that size which would allow balls of the chassis thread to fall through? This is the smaller of the two types of balls of thread. And that having been said, if it cannot hold these balls of thread, which are smaller, afalpi, we're going to translate that as if it read afalpichein, which means nevertheless, shemekabeles shel erev, as long as it still can hold and prevent the larger balls of thread from falling through, then tameya, that container, that flask, can still become tamei, because people would still use it for holding the larger balls of thread. It could be people would obviously prefer to use one which has smaller holes, but it is still used, and therefore it still can become tamei. On a similar note, beis ka'orais, a box in which bowls and other dishes are placed, she'ena mekabel ka'orais, that can't actually hold the bowls anymore, because the hole at the bottom of this container is so large that the bowl will fall through. Afalpi, nevertheless, shemekabeles hatamchuyin, as long as it is still able to hold larger dishes which are used for serving food, tomei, it's able to become tomei, because people would still use it for that purpose, even though they might prefer to use it for its original designation. It can still be used for a different purpose which is at least similar to the original designation, and therefore tomei, it still can become tomei. On a similar note, beis horei, something which is used to contain the excrement which comes out of an animal, she'ena mekabel mashkin, which cannot keep in the urine, the liquid excrement from the animals, that even would mean a small hole. And therefore it does largely diminish the use of this container. However, afalpi, nevertheless, shemekabeles horei, as long as it still is able to hold the solid excrement which comes out of the animal, tomei can become tomei, because it still does have a use. Of course, its use and purpose is largely diminished, but nevertheless, since it still does have a function, it can become tomei. Rabban Gamliel Matahar, but Rabban Gamliel says that in all of these three cases, the item would no longer be able to become tomei, because although technically speaking it could still be used, because the use of it is so largely diminished, in general people will just dispose of that item. They'll buy a new one, since people don't really keep it, it therefore does lose its significance totally, and unless he explicitly proclaims that he is redesignating it and he is going to continue using it, in a regular case it would no longer be able to become tomei, according to Rabban Gamliel. Mishnah Gimel, Hasalin shall pass, baskets which are used for holding bread, shi'ur on the size of the hole in the bottom of such a container that the hole would need to be for the item to become tohar, is b'kikoris shall pass, a hole that allows loaves of bread to fall through. Apifioris, this is a kind of box which is made of reeds which are attached to each other, but there are lots of holes in the box, sort of made of crisscross frames, and it's made in such a way that there are supposed to be large holes that you can see through, and you can see clearly what is inside this box. And part of it develops a hole at the bottom. And what did the person do? He made reeds going from the bottom to the top, essentially like giant U's. So the reeds would go on three of the sides of this box, meaning at the bottom and on the two sides. And this was l'chizuk, in order to strengthen this container, this box. That strengthening is not considered to be a good fix. It's not permanent at all. It's not likely to last there for long. And therefore, tahira, if the hole that did develop was large enough to allow things to go through, and therefore it became tahar, so this little temporary addition to strengthen the box, the container, is not considered good enough, and the item will not be able to become tomei. However, if you make a rim of any size, that is to say you attach these reeds at the top to the top of this container, then tomei, it can once again become tomei, because now this is more permanent, it is likely to last there for a long time, and the container is very much fit for use. Rabbi Shimon says, if it is not attached strongly enough to allow one to hold on to the very top of these reeds where they are attached to the container, and for the container to stay attached without falling, tahira would not be able to become tomei. It has to be so strongly attached that you're even able to hold all of it from that point of connection, and it will stay in one piece. And there's a diagram for this Mishnah to describe what exactly we are talking about. Mishnah Dalet, the first Mishnah of the Perek, mentioned that for normal regular items used by somebody at home, the size of the hole which would need to have been developed at the bottom of the kli for it to become tohar and to lose its ability to become tomei is such a hole that allows pomegranates to fall through. So the container, the kli, is no longer fit even to hold relatively large pomegranates. The question is, which kind of pomegranates are we discussing? What is the exact size of this hole? Harimonu she'omru, the pomegranates which were talked about at the beginning of this perek, shalosha achuzin zebozeh, we're talking about three pomegranates which are pressed together and attached to each other. Now, that is not to say that the hole needs to allow all three pomegranates to fall through. It needs to allow only one of the pomegranates to fall through. The point is, however, that pomegranates which are pressed against each other, it becomes almost like one large item such that each individual pomegranate would require a larger hole for it to fall through. It's enough to that just one of the pomegranates falls through this hole. Obviously, it wouldn't fall through and fall to the ground because it's still attached to the other two pomegranates, but it would go through the hole. If it's attached, however, to two other pomegranates, so it's less likely to go through that hole. You need a very slightly larger hole for that pomegranate to go through, and that is the sized hole that we are talking about. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, although it's true that we're talking about such a pomegranate, such a hole that would allow a pomegranate to go through when the pomegranate is attached to two other pomegranates as well, but Banofa Vakavara, if the clear under discussion is a sieve, Nofa and Kavara, two types of sieves, Kavara has slightly larger holes. Now, this is the type of kli that the function of the kli is such that the kli is shaken in order for the sieve to work properly. It's shaken about. Now, if you shake it around, then that is a way of allowing things to fall through the holes, of course. And so the hole would need to be smaller, because in order to allow pomegranate to go through there, to go through the hole, when it comes to a sieve which is shaken around, the pomegranate would go through an even smaller hole. Very slightly, the difference is very slight, but nevertheless, this makes a difference and the hole would be smaller. Kedisha Yitol V'Yahalech, the size of the hole is one that allows a pomegranate to fall through when he takes the sieve and walks around with it and he shakes it slightly. And as we explained, this is a slightly smaller hole. Uvakupa, and with regards to, in this case, it means a basket, which would often be carried behind one's back, it would be the size of a hole that allows a pomegranate to fall through when the basket is slung over his shoulders behind his back. So this movement of sort of throwing it behind him, that would apply pressure to a pomegranate for it to fall through the hole. And so again, that would be a slightly smaller hole, which would already take away the tumor and the ability to become tomei from this basket. And all other kinds of utensils, which are not able to hold pomegranates, because anyway, the entire utensil is much, much smaller. It would never be used to hold and contain pomegranates. Kugoin Horeva, such as a container that can hold up to a quarter of a kav. Or the Chatzi Horeva, that which can hold half of a Horeva and an eighth of a kav. Hakanoinu Akhtanim, mini baskets. Shi'uron Berubon. The size of the holes for these kelim is the majority, as long as the majority of the kli, or at least the bottom of the kli, remains, and it still can hold small items, then it is still able to become tomei. But if the majority is no longer there, it's essentially a hole, then it will no longer be able to become tomei. To Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Shimon says, Bezesim, the size of the hole is such that it allows olives to fall through. According to Reb Shimon, the Chachomim fixed a much more general and defined size which fits many kelim. Nifritzu, if a hole develops in the side of the kli shiron bezesim, the size of that hole is one which allows olives to go through. According to everybody, and nigmamu, if it has been cut all around the edges from the top of the sides and downwards, a lot of it has been taken off, but the bottom remains intact, and there still remains a small rim around it. Shiron b'mashahein, their minimum size, we're going to translate this to mean, is any amount, as long as it is still fit to hold and contain anything, since it has a bottom and it has a very slight rim around it. As long as it can still be used, it is able to become tomei.